Gloucester boys basketball coach Adam Philpott is joining us here on the line. Adam, welcome, and congratulations. Two tournament wins for the Fishermen so far in the MIAA playoffs.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you having me on again. Yeah, it's been fun to see the excitement for the kids and getting a couple wins, and confidence is building, so we're hoping to keep it rolling.
You opened up with that win against Essex, Essex Tech, then followed it up with the win over New Mission, and now Cardinal Spelman. But before we talk about the Tuesday game, let me ask you about the New Mission game. So tell how did that break down for you guys?
Yeah, it was a bit of a rock fight, you know, but that's what we were hoping to turn it into. Points were at a premium, to say the least. If you told me that this game was going to be played in the 60s, I wouldn't have liked our chances as much. So we ended up with a 42-37 win. It was back and forth the entire game. I don't think any lead got bigger than, you know, 5 or 6 points. And we were able to make plays towards the end. The biggest thing for us was we wanted to keep it into a half-court game and keep them out of transition and running the floor. And I think we really did a good job in terms of sticking to that game plan and making it tough for them to operate in the half court. And we mixed in some zone, which caused some issues for them. So,
well, tell me about your half court offense then. How did that play out, and where were you getting your points from?
Yeah, we really tried to take advantage size wise. They're not one of the bigger teams that we've seen, so we really wanted to kind of play four out to keep things spaced and look for opportunities for Nate Montanino in the post area. And he shouldered the load for us offensively. A lot of points down low, and he does a great job. He's not the biggest kid in the world, but he knows how to work angles and use his body. So I think he finished with about 26 points. So when you look at it, you know, we scored 42, so he was doing the lion's share of the work down there, but we got some timely buckets and some free throw shooting down the stretch from kids like Adam Berwick as well. But really, I think I told you on the call with Essex Tech, we try to build everything around our defense and go from there. And, you know, to be able to hold them to 37 points and force them into some tougher shots really helped us on the offensive end.
Well, let me just follow up with that then, your defense. So single out a player or two that stepped up defensively for you, and how did they defend? You mentioned the zone defenses that you were using there. Just uptight and not allowing clean outside shots for them? Was that the plan?
Yeah, well we kind of packed it in a little bit. Their guards were quicker and downhill guys that like to get to the basket, so we were kind of in a sense, daring them to shoot from the perimeter, and they were a little hesitant in doing so, and it kind of forced them into some tough shots, some late shot clock opportunities, which, again, was good for us. We wanted to slow the game down as much as possible, avoid those quick, fast-break transition baskets, and I think, you know, making the decision to go to that zone early proved really beneficial in that sense. The guys up top just did a great job, you know, making sure we were keeping guys in front of us and keeping them out of the paint. And then I thought I was really impressed with just the contributions we got on the rebounding end. You know, trying to limit them to, you know, one shot per possession was big for us, and a lot of guys kind of contributed to that on that end of the floor.
All right, so now it's Tuesday, Cardinal Spelman. I see it's at Holbrook High School, 6 p.m. Tuesday night. What do you know about Cardinal Spelman?
Yeah, we've done a lot of film on them. Totally different matchup from New Mission. More of a slower game and a little different personnel-wise. They're longer. They have some size. So we're going to have to try to figure out a way to compete down there on the glass, most importantly. But I think, you know, if we can keep the floor spread on offense, we have some playmakers that should be able to hold their own out there. And just in talking to some coaches that have played Cardinal Spelman this year, you know, they think it'll be a really competitive game, a really good game, and that's what we're looking for. We think if, you know, we can keep that defensive effort up from the New Mission game and, you know, just get some more timely shooting from the perimeter especially, I think we'll be in good shape.
All right, Coach. Anything else to share with us about Gloucester basketball as you head into tournament game number three?
No, I'm just super proud of the kids. And again, we had a great showing of student fans that came out and made the trip to support us. And, you know, I'm expecting to have some strong fan support, which is great for the kids to be able to go out there and, you know, see their friends and family in the stands. And we're just trying to build, you know, I think after the Essex Tech game we talked, and I think we're kind of trending in the right direction here. And at this stage in the game, it all comes down to who's getting hot at the right time and making those important plays when you need them. So we feel confident, and we're just going to go in there and play our game and let it shake out as it may.
What time does the bus leave Gloucester High School on Tuesday?
That's been a heavily discussed topic. We're looking at around 2:33 to give us some time to get up there and through that traffic. So,
yeah, I think you need all of that time, to be quite honest with you. Yeah, wise decision. The earlier, the better. All right, Adam, thanks so much for your time. Always good talking with you, and best of luck to you guys on Tuesday night.
Thank you, Bill. Really appreciate it.
Adam Philpott, boys basketball coach, Gloucester High School, with us here on MSO NewSports.com.